Hello, everyone.
When you guys go up...
This is our last night in Utah. It's Saturday night, the 6th of December 2014.
So do we pay as we go to the counter?
Well, we were supposed to pay when we first came in, but because it was so chaotic, they just said come in and we'll sort it out later.
Yeah, which is fair enough.
It'll happen. I just don't know when. Once you sit down.
Yeah. We are at an NFB Christmas function. For the particular chapter of the NFB that Willie represents.
He's a secretary.
Yeah. We are at a place called the Pizza Pie Cafe, which is going to do like a buffet, eat as much as you want buffet. We pay a certain amount, the NFB pays a certain amount, and the rest of it is a donation to the NFB, which is cool. I think that's how it works anyway. Sitting on a table with Marnie, Saltz, Will, Westry, and Jolie. I didn't forget Jolie this time. Mikhail drove us in the van. In the van was obviously Kale, Marnie, me, Will, Saltz, Jolie, Westry, and Jared, which is Kale's boyfriend. Regan and Kristen went in another car with some other people. Erica's here somewhere as well. And yeah, basically I'm going to stuff my face, folks.
I think this is the highlight of Darren's trip to Utah. Can I just say that?
No, it's not. Of course it's not.
Well, it's food.
It's not only food, it's all he can eat food.
Well, actually, as I'm going up for him, it might not get
no, he right.
He will.
Woof, woof. Anyway, I'll be putting certain things throughout the evening for the duration that we're here.
Still the same boo from yesterday?
No, I put yesterday's up.
Oh, you did? Oh.
Yeah, I titled it Thursday and Friday. Something like, yeah.
Oh, did you?
I did. So, yep, folks, I'll pause this for now and I'll come back later.
Thank you so much for coming to be a part of this.
It's
been
good, yeah.
It's really fabulous. It's a great time with friends, family, and remember that we're here. Basically, let everyone know that blind people have capacity. We can do the same
really?
Thing as anybody else does. We just might do it a little differently.
I'm being sarcastic.
Thank you all for being a part of this. Now, my understanding is
I think
we're
it's
do a
fun.
White elephant gift exchange. So,
I can't hear anything
from
my earbuds in it.
Willie and Barbie are going to be coming around, and if you brought gifts, you're going to get a number. If you brought two gifts,
you can have two numbers.
Oh, yeah. So on and so on. So one number per gift. And
that
way, once you have the number,
then we'll draw it. And you can go after a gift of anyone that has it. Now, we can try to put the gifts on one center table. I'm trying to think of which table that would be good.
Okay, on here.
Now,
we're at the back, aren't we?
Yeah,
I'll
look after
them
all.
Okay, let's talk to you for that one. I'll draw my number.
Well, I just pause this for a minute.
Willie? Will?
Find a gift. You'll open your gift. I'll tell what it is. You're allowed. That gift is allowed to be stolen only one time. So that means number two can steal number one, and then number two gets to keep that prize forever. Number one can go pick out something else.
Tell Reagan and Kristen that they're
number
one.
So that's how this is
going to
work, okay?
Two.
Only steal one time. So, right now, I need lucky number
one. These?
Who is that?
Reagan.
Go, Reg.
Number one. Who's number one? Kristen.
Okay. So I'm going to be able to.
What's wrong?
I just said when mine comes up, I have to go up with someone. Gotcha. Darren, you're not stealing mine.
I'm going to steal you anyway. I've stolen you anyway.
Oh, okay.
An audio boom. Here you go.
Okay.
Okay, so Kristen got some Chi flavor body wash and moisturizing cream. Yay. Woo-hoo! So that's number one. Now, number two.
That's
okay,
right.
Who's that? Reagan.
They might steal each other's.
So could Reagan steal from Kristen now?
Yeah. She can, and I think they can swap gifts. I think.
Okay, so Reagan got a Snackies thing, which is a cup you can put food in and watch TV at.
What?
What is that?
All in one cup, you can have your drink above and your food below.
It was number three.
Alright, so now we need number three.
I don't know what that is.
One time.
I might nick off of Kel. No, I wouldn't. Depends if she likes it.
So could Kel nick off of number one? Or could, or
no.
You...
Down.
Mikkel, I could down. Take off of her and she
down.
Can take if I get the money thing.
Oh. Yeah, that'd be cool.
So I take it someone ends up with something.
That's the idea of it.
Still only once. I don't know what Kel's
okay,
is.
Okay, Mikhail, number three, got a candle holder.
Oh, wow.
It's all okay. Right, we need number four.
Who's that?
It's Sultan. And you're number four.
Right.
It's Sultan. I can't yell.
Sultan's gone.
Well, Western.
Well, good luck, honey. Pick something that I like. Folks, look like I'll choose my present now.
Jared.
Yep. Oh, sorry.
Jared.
Yeah? I got the stuff.
The bags are...
Darren's okay.
Thank you.
Good, okay.
Right, oh, sorry.
Number five?
Yep, that's me.
Okay, just pick a gift and tell me what it is. Yes.
So what do I do?
Right, so right in front of you, there's a round.
There's a round gift, then there's a whole bunch of other gifts.
Let's see.
Okay.
There's that one, then there's that one.
I'll try this one.
That one?
You want to open it?
Number six, come on out. All right.
Wait, what did we get? Number five, what did they get?
Hang on.
I just...
Number five. We've got... Peanuts!
Number five, got a can of peanuts!
A big can
very
of peanuts!
Nice.
What kind of treat? Do you want my arm again?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, thank
you. Number six!
Oh, sorry.
Oh, good. Tell me what they got.
Watch out for salt and shit.
Right, salt.
Yeah?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go.
What, well, I don't want that.
Oh.
I'm not shopping.
I know you don't.
Are you sure it's just
yeah.
Number six got some Rudolph sugar cookies. Yeah!
Woo! Right, I'm just going to put these down.
Well, you won't want mine anyway. Mine's chocolate, which I'm happy to share with you. And mine's a body lotion.
Must be peanuts.
No, it's not.
Well, open and have a look then.
I don't know. Let's look inside.
I don't think it is.
It's not peanuts.
It's sweet.
Oh, did you get
I think
Jerry's
it might be like barrels.
Oh, they're, yeah, root beer barrels.
That's awesome. That's what Jerry was saying he brought. There are chocolate-covered peanuts at the bottom.
Ah.
So the little root beer barrels.
So number seven got a gingerbread village kit. Okay, number eight.
Where's the lid?
Oh, sorry.
Number eight.
I put it on the table.
Yeah. So what's all in here then, exactly?
It's just different sweets.
Oh, right.
No, it's just root beer barrels.
What?
Root beer barrels.
What are
they? Hard candy that tastes like root beer.
Oh.
They're delightful.
Oh, I'm going to try one then.
Hang on. That's a shame. Okay, oh. So I've got room for it.
Number eight was an M&M.
Not mine has. Mind you, you can take that in hand luggage.
Yeah.
Number nine.
Who drinks that then, Ma? Is that yours?
That's yours.
Where's Marnie's then?
I dropped my piece of paper with the number on.
Oh, well. Marnie?
Yeah?
Is this your...
No, it's yours.
Oh.
And somebody actually, they had a gift bag, but the bottom fell out.
Number nine.
Yeah, Marnie, come.
Oh, it's a big box of sweets, though, isn't it? Let's try these then. Marnie, do you want one?
Yeah,
sure.
Okay,
here.
So
hand forward. Can you see it?
Yes, thank you.
That's right. So, do you want to try one?
Number nine. Number ten.
Sweets are here.
Okay.
I will in a minute.
Tell Jerry our friends from England about your root beer barrels, period. Smiley face.
Mm. Oh my god, it smells like this. Oh, I don't know if I like that.
Mm. I do.
I don't usually like aniseed, but...
Stop.
No. Yum, yum. Tell him from me these will not go to waste.
Okay, number 10 got some Reese's Pieces, Lindor chocolate, and a police bag. Alright, number 11.
Oh dear, we forgot to get Cass and Reese's Pieces.
What if I get... no, I think it's cups she wants. I'll get them for tomorrow at the airport.
Well, mind you, if we're going to go into Walmart tomorrow anyway or something.
Oh, Cass?
I think so.
Okay. Well, that's what she usually gets down in Heartland to get her.
Reese's Pieces or Reese's Peanut Butter Cups?
I think it's Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Mmm, yeah, I like these. Whoa.
But it's just coming up for New Year, so... I mean, I know Christmas will be past, but...
Yeah, well.
Okay, number 11 is the same thing as number 10. A fleece blanket has Reese's Pieces and Lindor candies. Number 12.
No one's stealing anything, so... Well,
I've
not.
So no one could steal off me now, then, could they?
I think they can.
Now, I think you. I could have stolen off of you and you could have stolen off of me. I think that's the idea.
No, I think someone, whoever gets, like, someone can go, I want Darren's root beer barrels right now.
Well, as they
and
think it's peanuts, you're all right. Huh? We've had some out of it, though.
Yeah, well.
Oh.
A smartphone power boost.
That is awesome.
Okay, number 13.
Gary
Neely is unlucky number 13.
I nearly got the toilet roll and I managed not to.
You got the what?
No, there was a toilet
I don't know, but it looked like it.
Well, he didn't bring it. He brought the what Darren got.
But there was something there that looked like that.
I tell you what, I'd have laughed if he actually did. I mean, that really is my sort of humour. Yes, folks, these sweets are absolutely cool. Really nice.
Well, as I say, we've had some out of it, someone wants them.
We can tell them first, but yeah. Cheddar. Yes. Mature cheddar for me.
Number 13 got hot chocolate, a big bug, and marshmallow.
Oh, wow.
Number 14.
I'll pop that.
Number
14. Cheese.
Okay, folks, so you get the idea what this is about then. Right, brewing again, folks.
Okay, we're here.
How
you doing?
Good. Was it you that stole that gift
back?
It was.
Guess what?
Okay,
we ate
first,
like 10
of your ribbons. Please give a very big applause to Steve and Sandy, the owners of this restaurant.
Huh?
Did you get any barrels?
Yeah, we stole some before.
Well, you didn't dig underneath. The chocolate-covered peanuts were underneath.
Hey, Jerry. Would you introduce me to these people?
Yes, this is Marty West.
Hello. I don't know who this person is.
I've been looking for somebody to open up my rehab case.
Okay.
They said you were pretty good at that.
I am good at opening a case. I can't do anything else, but I can open it for you.
Who's at your table here?
These are my friends, Neil and Darren.
How are you folks?
Hi there.
Bill Gibson, he's my boss.
Hi there. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
See that brand, Darren?
Huh?
Oh, you're Darren.
Yeah, that's Darren.
I didn't realize I was stealing it from you.
That's right.
You stole Darren's gift.
I stole it back.
Yeah, you stole it back.
There was a catastrophic event that took place.
Well,
Bill's daughter got rent those ties.
Oh.
So I gave her my hot chocolate thing.
Yeah.
And then Kester took my ties.
Yeah.
So you I said,
someone said that they had peanuts in these. I don't think there's peanuts in there.
We brought the last.
She was getting so discouraged because she started out with a darling little wooden elf that she dearly loved. I don't know how that happened. She lost that.
But yeah, those sweets were nice.
Don't worry,
we ate some before you stole them.
No, that's good. That's good. It's plenty of
these.
These are barrels.
No, but I only took one extra one.
Take a handful of
it. Yeah,
that's very nice.
I stole it back.
Are you sure?
Yeah, go ahead. Take a handful.
Where are they?
Okay, I sure will. Thanks.
I
totally just took it out.
Good.
Whereabouts?
Right there.
I can't see him so.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll take you a couple.
Hey! What's up?
Well, I love you, Marty.
Yeah, love you, Everett.
In the corner, Everett.
What?
In the corner.
Thank you, dear.
I know. She's way back there.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, Marty's smarter than that.
Where is James?
He's here somewhere. We brought him over.
James!
I get what I did.
I love your gift.
Thank you.
I wish I would have gotten it. I would have saved you a trip to the store.
Yeah, the problem is he uses two rolls each time he goes.
I love it. I mean, that would have been nice.
I think the whole restaurant's heard that one.
So did the whole of Audio Bird.
I'm Jared.
That's Mikhail's friend. Her special friend.
My
not Jared.
Brother of Jared, you don't want that.
Hey, Jared, do you think Hunter will come here again?
Jared actually.
Did you want some barrels?
He said yeah. He actually came to the barbecue in Salt Lake. That was the first time I ever met Jared, as we drug him to the NFB barbecue in Salt Lake.
That's funny.
Well, I bet that was a baptism for you.
It was delightful.
It was awesome.
Marty, have a nice evening.
You too, Jerry.
Enjoy them barrels.
I will.
We'll have to do some Irish for them on Thursday.
All right. That sounds alcoholic.
It's really good.
Iron port. It sounds like
very soda. It's a drink that's a whole lot older than Jerry.
It must be pretty fresh.
Enjoy your safe trip.
That's it. It was old.
I can't take care of myself.
Thank you.
You know, we were kind of into Coke in those days.
I like Coke.
You know, and then iron port.
Was that enough? Did I get you enough?
Yeah.
Good to see you.
You too.
Take care.
You too, Bill.
Nice to meet all you folks.
Nice to meet you. Take care.
Thanks for coming, Bill.
What is almost so nice about you?